Women are taking on more corporate leadership roles, but these positions can sometimes be precarious. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Spring Central Newsline by Jennifer Mackin, CEO of Oliver Group, Incorporated, and President and Partner of Leadership Pipeline Institute U.S., also Forbes book author of Leaders Deserve Better, A Leadership Development Revolution. Thanks a lot for your time. So what is this concept of the glass cliff?
Good morning, Rebecca. Thank you for having me and talking about this important issue, because really it's about anything we can do to get more and more equity at the top and help women and other minorities along the way to get the equal opportunities. And this glass cliff is really about putting them in precarious positions where stakes are high and the likeliness to fail is high. So if those are the only roles that women are getting promoted into, it's really not going to help down the line to the overall percentages of women in top roles.
But aren't the stakes high and failure, the risk of failure high for men in these positions too?
It is. And yet it's higher for women. And not only that, but if they leave an organization due to failure, however that's defined, they don't get the next opportunity at the same rates as men get the next highest. So there's a little bit more at risk. Although I agree that almost every new CEO president faces a lot of challenge and some sort of mess that a previous leader may have left behind, unless there's a really strong succession plan and where that person has given a lot of support to take over that role.
You know, why is it that men can fail up, but women aren't allowed to fail up?
You know, I really don't know why that is, outside of just all the bias that we continue to have and different expectations even for men and women, and culturally, it's embedded. So I think that's why we have to be more intentional and more objective as we can when we put women in these roles and when we make decisions of whether it's a failure or not. Because sometimes it's looked as a failure, but it may have nothing to do with the person in the role.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, when women or people of color are put into a very high, and especially a high-profile position, they're not just representing themselves. They end up having to represent their people. You know, you represent your people or you represent women, and that just seems to raise those stakes.
Right. And I think that when they do take a job at this high level, they take it willingly. It's not like they're being forced to take these, and they see the risk. They know the risk, and they believe that they're confident enough to take on these roles. And so what I would suggest for whoever goes into a role like that is that they have a team around them, their direct reports that support them, respect them, believe in them, that their board has confidence in them, that they have, I think it's important to have a fairly long runway to be able to make a difference, because a turnaround, in a lot of cases they are turnarounds, it takes a bit of time to see that difference. So making sure that when you come in, you have a long runway, compensated fairly or similarly to those previously in the role, and get a coach. Have a coach that's just supporting you as a CEO is really critical for them to be successful in a short period of time.
Do you mean a coach in the company or hire your own?
I'm thinking, you know, get a coach through the company, but hire your own if that's not possible. Somebody with an outside look on things, somebody that can be objective with you and help guide you in your first 6 months are really critical, what leaders do and what they don't do. You know, coming in and just making change without really understanding what the circumstances are is a typical mistake that's made, where you, to your point, you can't get all of the people that are part of the organization behind you, because that's the key. If they're all supporting, they're going to work hard to make sure that person in the new role works well.
Thanks for talking to us. Appreciate it. That is Jennifer Mackin. She's the CEO of Oliver Group Incorporated.